JMIJ in studio with Vintage Aircraft today. And Jeannie Hill, H.D. Frouchy, and soon to be joined by some more exciting folks from the South Side.
Yeah, from the South Side. We've got Addison Pemberton is coming to join us. Addison, as many of you know, flew that wonderful, beautiful, spectacularly large biplane, the Boeing Model 40.
Beautiful, from my neck of the woods out in Spokane.
Yeah, the only one flying. There are a couple out there in museums, but Addison's is very much a flying machine, and it looks like it could be in a museum. It's a spectacular airplane. After Addison, we're going to have Steve Krogh, who is one of our directors and also the head of our Type Club tent. We'll talk about type clubs, and we'll also talk about our past grand champions. We have, for many years, taken care of our past grand champions and invited
right
them
out
to
front.
Come. And they're right out front in that area, just down the line in front of the Red Barn. Excuse me, just for a sec. Need that kill switch.
Yeah. And, we'll have to put that on order.
Yeah, there you go. And after that, we're going to talk to Steve Nessie. Like many of the directors at EA, like Jeannie and Steve, everybody gets to wear more than one hat. And Steve Nessie has been covering both our workshop tent area and also is the founder of our Tall Pines Cafe.
Busy folks.
Very busy folks. And then we'll wrap it up with our friends from our aircraft parking area. We've got Michael Costa from the Denver area and Kathy McGurran, one of the two of them, depending on their workload. It's kind of busy down there right now.
Yeah, it looks like it is down there. Yeah. Speaking of busy, you said we were down to like 154. How many more airplanes can, of course, now it starts to turn over. Right.
And that's what will happen. I'll give you a couple numbers. As of Sunday night, we were at 692 airplanes on the field in the Vintage parking area. Now, not every single one of those airplanes is a Vintage airplane. We do park some show planes that prefer to park in that area. One of the best-kept secrets, if you like a really quiet campsite, is that area from about row 110 south of the ultralight area. It's actually nice camping if you like it really quiet. But
just crickets down there.
Just crickets and occasional earwig.
How does that compare?
Well, that's what I was just going to tell you, was that's about 22 airplanes above what we were last year. Just last night, we count airplanes every night. We count every airplane in our area. And just last night, we had 772 airplanes total. Now, again, there are some that turn over, and we do not, initially, we're not able to tell you exactly which ones left and which ones came. But typically, it looks like we're on a trend to have about just over 900 airplanes here during the convention. And that's again up, and not surprising to us. We've been, since Sunday, when things started really picking up, it seemed to really get busy. Monday was, I have to say, one of the busiest Mondays I have ever seen here. That was a spectacular day.
And surprising, because it really looked like a Friday on Monday.
Yes,
there.
Yes. In fact, a lot of us remarked that the traffic coming in and just the folks walking around at 8 o'clock in the morning was like the Friday to come, which is a great, great feeling. It, you know, it's really terrific to see that people are not going to let the naysayers out there affect what it is they want to do.
Well, you know, we were talking about that in the campsite just the other night, and that is that, you know, most people before the price of fuel skyrocketed like it did this year already had made their plans, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, I'm not going to let these circumstances affect my love for my attendance of AirVenture.
Jeannie is very active in a local chapter down north of the Rockford area, and she and her husband Dick live down in Harvard, Illinois, and she's certainly been active in that local chapter and has been hearing a lot of that.
It's true.
We need her microphone on there, boss.
We changed mics, that's why.
Yeah, we put her over here. So there you are.
Okay, am I live now? Okay,
yes,
good.
You are.
I helped establish chapter 1414, which is the Poplar Grove, Illinois chapter, just over the state line, straight down the runway here, right across the state line, about a few miles. Anyway, we have a wonderful museum down there that was actually started at Waukesha. It was the old Waukesha Hangar, Land and Stone Building, and they moved it down stone by stone and rebuilt it. And
but the local area down
the
there.
The local area down there is very supportive, and the folk, it always amazes me. We have our meetings on like a Tuesday night, midweek, and the turnout is astronomical. And if people come back, they come back again and they join. And there's a tremendous amount of interest. We do, you know, we've gotten into the pancake breakfast thing and the whole deal. And we put on so many events, and people just seem to be really, this really seems to be catching on. And we have a lot of young people involved, which is, you know, we were talking about getting the young people involved. People think vintage airplanes, old people, and although we revere our old folks and the people that have been coming for years and years, you do want to keep the ball rolling. Like the other night, I went home with the crew that helps me in the barn, and we had a group of young people at midnight throwing out their private pilot books and studying together and that kind of thing. And we have that kind of energy down there where it's just everybody together. You'll have them from 8 to 80, and that's the sort of thing that really keeps it going.
You know, we really don't own our vintage airplanes. We just caretake them.
We're custodians.
Pass them along.
For them.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. HG, more numbers from you. We've got. Did you have other numbers?
Well, you know what? Actually, we didn't get to quite finish that conversation about the contemporary category, which is obviously, given the range of years, that is an ever-increasing and an area that we're looking to both improve the type of benefit that we give to those folks, because most of those folks are not so much restorers. We have some great airplanes out there that are contemporary airplanes, but most of them are pilots. They are consistently out there flying their airplanes. Many of them use those airplanes for business still to this day, and it's not unusual to find that folks are flying airplanes that are 35 years old, 40 years old, and they're, if you check their registration, they're registered to a corporation, and it really is true. It's not, you know, for tax purposes. That's what they're using it for. So those kinds of folks, we're seeing more restorations in that contemporary category, back to those mid-60s and even late 50s straight-tail Cessnas, that sort of thing. We have quite a collection down there of type clubs, and if we can take a couple minutes
to talk
about type clubs, just before Steve gets here, and he'll get into it, you know, about the clubs themselves. But one of the things we've been doing down here in the vintage area on a regular basis now over the last, about 7 years now, Jeannie, is to have specific areas set aside just for a type club parking, and we'll set so many spaces aside. It's up to the type club to fill all those spaces. We rarely have a problem with that. And this year we've got the Cessna 175, the Cessna 180. We've got the Air Coupe Club, and we always have the 195s. The 195s have a 190, 195s have a little cooling issue if they taxi too long, so we set a spot up on the south end of the area to get them off the runway and get them parked.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we knew that there was an operational issue there, and we wanted to be sure we didn't cause anybody a problem. The other airplane that's here, by the way, which, you know, this is one of those things where airplanes tend to be a little fickle.
Yeah.
And sometimes they come and sometimes they don't. You know, we had talked earlier on the web about the Pitcairn Autogyro that we had hoped to come.
Right, and, the one from Ohio.
The one from Ohio.
The Andrew King was test flying.
Yes, and there was an issue with the rotor blades, so they're down for maintenance for roughly a month. And the other airplane that was actually down for maintenance for a while before we came in was the Zenith from the Historic Aviation Museum down at Creve Coeur, Missouri.
Saw it taxi in last night. What a cool airplane.
Yeah, there's another. It's very rare to have two transport category biplane, single engine biplanes here. And this airplane is also one of a kind. It is the only one that exists of its type, powered by a great big Hornet engine. And Glenn Peck from that museum, you'll find him down there with the airplane. It's parked right next to the Boeing. If you're coming out to AirVenture, it is parked just south of Theater in the Woods, right at the edge of the woods there. And we've got them facing south. They're kind of kitty-corner to one another and make quite a set of bookends.
And that's it's always a must-see at AirVenture is that area, because that is the area that all the cool airplanes show up at every year. You know, the Jenny was there a couple years ago, and neat airplanes are always parked there.
Yeah, it's always it's a nice place if you're an antique owner. It's a really nice location because it's a little bit off the beaten path. You're not so worried about the airplane because sometimes when it's right in the middle of the crush of things, then you're kind of up against it with the crowd. The other two airplanes I would certainly mention that are here initially are the Scenic Airways Ford Trimotor and the their Travel Air 6000. They flew those two airplanes from Grand Canyon, and they should be all set. And They're really something else to see. They're also here if you're interested in a type rating in a Ford Trimotor. They can.
Are they doing that actually?
They're not actually doing it here, but they are doing it down at their airport, and you can check in with them, and they'll tell you all about it.
No kidding. Well, Jeannie, you're still in that daze that we left her in there.
I'm just checking everything out. I just, this is great. I'm out of the office and I can actually see what's going on.
It's nice.
Wonderful. I always say this is the one week out of the year when hundreds of thousands of my friends come to my hometown, and I want to make sure they have a good, safe fly-in, so I can really scope it out from here.
That's right. Well, we are going to take a short break here in a minute, and we've got, I see Addie Pemberton just strolled in the studio, so we're going to get to chat with him in a minute. And, of course, he has that Boeing 40 here that we've all been anticipating for quite some time. So,
yep.
And quite a trek he had across the country.
He's having a great time here. Wait till you hear from him.
JMIGAA Radio 127 in the afternoon at a beautiful AirVenture day. We'll be right back.